Gee, I went out to visit Timmy yesterday and check out the conditions. And Hawk Hollow played a little bit easier than Eagle Eye when the wind was blowing out there, Tim. But still some great golf played yesterday.
It really was, Tony. Great to see you yesterday. And, yeah, John Seltzer from the Polo Fields in Ann Arbor shot a course record 64, which is 8 under par at the Hawk Hollow course, where, you know, with the trees, the breeze can't get through quite as well as it can on Eagle Eye, and he just put on a great show yesterday. Perfect conditions for him.
And you've got the best golfers from all over the state of Michigan. What was the starting field, Tim?
Yeah, we had 161 PGA professionals that were here, and then still are, and they're playing for a $50,000 purse, and the winner gets $7,000, Tim.
So Seltzer shot a 64, but he's only got a two-stroke lead.
Yeah, he's got a two-stroke lead over a very good player, Joe Pollock, who won this event in 2004 when it was played at Shanty Creek, and Joe still plays very well. He's a teaching instructor in Grand Rapids at the Boulders Country Club.
And then looking at local golfers, I think the top area golfer is Ron, is it Bowerman from Country Club of Jackson?
Oh, yeah, Ron Berman.
Berman.
Yes, and then Dan Olson from East Lansing is at level par. And so locally we still have a few players that are in it. We're going to, after today's round, there'll be a cut for the top 70 players and ties that will go on to play the third round, which will be held on the Eagle Eye course tomorrow morning, and that starts at 8 o'clock. And, of course, the public's welcome to come out both days and see some really good free golf.
And, Tim, basically all the golfers play around at Eagle Eye and then around at Hawk Hollow, and then if they make the cut, they go back to Eagle Eye.
That's how it works, exactly.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk with you tomorrow morning.
All right, Tom. Thank you.